The Quran, the final revelation to humankind. Learn the basics. An Islam Australia publication. What is the Quran? The Word of God. The Quran is the literal Word of God, the Almighty Allah in Arabic, revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, through the angel Gabriel. The revelation of the book is from Allah, the Mighty, the Wise. Quran, chapter 39, verse 1. Guidance for humankind. The Quran is a guidance for humankind and is the distinction between right and wrong. Quran, chapter 2, verse 185. It provides direction to help judge between right and wrong, without which people would surely be in loss. The final revelation. The Quran is the last scripture revealed by Almighty Allah, or God, confirming what little truth remains in parts of previous scriptures and refuting and correcting fabrications and additions which have crept into current-day versions of such scriptures. O you who have been given the scripture, believe in what we have revealed, confirming what is already with you. Quran, chapter 4, verse 47. How was the Quran revealed? The Quran was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, and exists only in the language in which it was revealed, Arabic. However, the translation of the meaning of the Quran is available in many languages. The Quran was not sent down as a complete book in one revelation. Rather, the revelation spanned over a period of 23 years. For this reason, it is essential to know in what circumstances the verses were revealed in order to have a proper understanding of the Quran, otherwise its teachings could be misunderstood. How do I know that it is from God? Preservation. The Quran is the only religious sacred text that has been in circulation for a lengthy period and yet remains as pure as the day it was revealed. Nothing has been added, removed, or modified from it since its revelation over 1,400 years ago. Not only has the Quran been preserved in written form, but also in the hearts of people. Today, millions of people have memorized the Quran from cover to cover. Scientific miracles. The Quran does not contradict modern science, but rather supports it. One of the most remarkable aspects about the Quran is that it contains many verses which accurately describe natural phenomena in various fields such as embryology, meteorology, astronomy, geology, and oceanography. Scientists have found its descriptions incredibly accurate for a book dating back to the 7th century. In fact, many of the scientific miracles mentioned in the Quran have been discovered only recently through the modern advancement of technological equipment. Consider the following. The Quran gives a detailed description of the development of the human embryo. These details were unknown to the scientific community until recent times. The Quran states that the astronomical objects, stars, planets, moons, etc., were all formed from clouds of dust. Previously unknown, this fact has now become an undisputed principle of modern cosmology. Modern science has also discovered the existence of barriers that allow two seas to meet, yet maintain their own temperature, density, and salinity. We shall show them our signs, in the universe and within their own selves, until it becomes clear to them that this is the truth. Quran, chapter 41, verse 53. These signs of God were clearly stated in the Quran more than 1,400 years ago. Uniqueness. Ever since its revelation, no person has been able to produce a single chapter like that of the Quran in its beauty, eloquence, splendor, wisdom, prophecies, and other perfect attributes. The people that rejected Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, failed this challenge even though they were extremely eloquent in the language of the Quran. This challenge remains unanswered to this very day. And if you are in doubt as to that which we have revealed to our servant, then produce a chapter like it, and call on your witnesses besides Allah if you are truthful. Chapter 2, verse 23. No contradictions. When people write, they are bound to make mistakes such as spelling and grammar, contradictory statements, incorrect facts, omission of information, and other various errors. The Quran has no contradictions whatsoever, be it in scientific explanations of the water cycle, embryology, geology, and cosmology, historical facts and events, or prophecies. Had it been from other than Allah, they would have surely found in it, the Quran, many contradictions. The Quran, chapter 4, verse 82. Couldn't Muhammad have authored it? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was known in history to be illiterate. He could not read nor write. He was not educated in any field that could account for neither the scientific and historical accuracy nor the literary beauty of this magnificent book. The precision of historical recounts of previous peoples and civilizations mentioned in the Quran is also too great to be authored by any person, and this Quran is not such as could ever be produced by other than Allah. Quran chapter 10 verse 37. Purpose of revelation: to believe in one true God. And your God is one God. There is no God but He, the most gracious, the most merciful. Quran chapter 2 verse 163. The most important topic mentioned throughout the Quran is belief in the one true God. God informs us that He has no partner, no son, no equal, and that none has the right to be worshipped except Him alone. Nothing is comparable to God, and none of His creation resembles Him. The Quran also rejects the notion of attributing human qualities and limitations to God, to reject all false gods, and worship Allah and associate none with Him. Quran chapter 4 verse 36. Since Allah alone is the only one worthy of worship, false deities and false gods must be rejected. The Quran also rejects the notion of attributing divine qualities to anyone or anything other than Allah. To narrate the stories from the past. The Quran contains many narratives with beneficial lessons, including the true stories of previous prophets, such as Adam, Noah, Abraham, Jesus, and Moses. Of these stories, Allah says, "Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for people of understanding." Quran, chapter 12, verse 111. To remind us of the Day of Judgment, this noble book reminds us that everyone will taste death and will be held accountable for all their actions and sayings. We shall set up scales of justice for the Day of Judgment, so that not a soul will be dealt with unjustly in the least. Quran, chapter 21, verse 47. To fulfill the intended way of life. Importantly, the Quran teaches that the purpose of life is to worship God alone and live one's life according to the way of life prescribed by Him. In Islam, worship is a comprehensive term that includes all actions and sayings, whether private or public, that Allah loves and is pleased with. Therefore, by doing what Allah commands, a Muslim is worshipping God and fulfilling his or her purpose in life. The following are examples of worship from the Quran. To pray. O you who believe, bow down and prostrate yourselves and worship your Lord, that you may be successful. Quran, chapter 22, verse 77. To give charity and spend, it is better for your souls, and whoever is saved from the greediness of his soul, they are the successful. Quran, chapter 64, verse 16. To be honest. Cover not truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth when you know what it is. Quran, chapter 2, verse 42. To be modest. Say to the believing men that they should lower their gaze and guard their modesty, and say to the believing woman that they should lower their gaze and guard their modesty. Quran, chapter 24, verses 30 and 31. To be thankful. And Allah has brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers. You did not know anything, and He gave you hearing and sight and hearts that you may give thanks. Quran, chapter 16, verse 78. To be just. O you who believe, stand firmly for justice, as witnesses to God, even as against yourselves, or your parents, or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor. Quran, chapter 4, verse 135. To be patient. And be patient, for indeed Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of those who do good. Quran, chapter 11, verse 115. To do good. Allah has promised to those who believe and do good deeds that they shall have forgiveness and a mighty reward. Quran, chapter 5, verse 9. Conclusion. In summary, the Quran teaches mankind how to worship the one true God, hence fulfilling their true purpose in life and attaining success in both this world and the next. Verily, we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book for humankind in truth. So whosoever accepts the guidance, accepts it for their own selves, and whosoever goes astray only for their own loss. Quran, chapter 39, verse 41. Don't you owe it to yourself to at least read this noble book? For more information about Islam, visit our website www.islam-australia.com or email us at info@islam-australia.com or contact us via mobile on 0419 953 431. Thank you.